De La Ghetto in the studio right now.
That's the old school name. De La Ghetto, De La Jeezy, Miami, 305. What's popping? What's up?
Hey, man, we appreciate you stopping by. First of all, you said it's your first time here?
It's my first time in the station. And the first time in the station, you know, it's beautiful. Thank you for the love. Everybody that listening to me right now, people who don't know me, you know what I'm saying? I've been in the game since 07.
Yeah, man.
You know, and I've been, you know, we've been trying to do the English stuff too back in the day, but you know, I'm more on the Spanish community, on the Spanish side. But you know, I love the hip hop culture. I grew up listening to just hip hop, and you know, and it's just a blessing, you know what I'm saying, just to do English records. And you know, and people, and the thing is, people, my fans, they feeling it, and people who don't really understand Spanish, you know, like the English crowd, they feeling it too. So you know, it's just, right now is a good time to do it. You feel me?
I mean, I feel like for anybody who knows De La Ghetto, right? Anybody, a fan of De La Ghetto, we all know the hits that you got, right?
Come on, man.
But now you coming at a different angle. You got a record with Fetty Wap on
Fetty Wap,
it.
Fetty Wap, yeah.
FLY Fly.
Yeah, yeah. Produced by Plenty Skills. Dope. You know, so it's just the beginning, big bro.
How'd that Fetty Wap come
I met Fetty in La Pela. Okay. La Pela is
a
hood.
Way. Yeah.
It's my hood in Puerto Rico. It's like one of, you know, you could say one of the dangerous neighborhoods in the whole Caribbean. And he was just shooting a video down there, one of my boys called Pepe Quintana. Pepe Quintana is a big director in Puerto Rico who shoots a lot of reggaeton videos. And then he was like, yo, I'm with Fetty. We want to go to your hood, but you know, we don't know nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to come over here and bring us down here. You know what I'm saying? So it was like 2 a.m.
No way.
So I just woke up. My wife's like, yo, where you going? I'm like, going to La Pela. I'm going to meet up Fetty. Chill. I went to La Pela, and he was with PNB Rock. Also, he was there with him. You know, I'm talking about like a year and a half ago.
Okay.
Like we you know, I met him in La Pela. And then from there, we just kicked it off, exchanged numbers. And then I was in L.A. doing some records with Playing Scales, and we came across this record called Fly. So it was like half done. And then we were listening to the record. I jumped on the record. I helped him finish the record. And it was like, yo, you know what? I think Fetty has to be in this record because it has that Fetty swag, like the hook. And then from there, you know, we here.
Hey, man, it's a good sounding record if you haven't listened to it. We're going to start supporting it in the mix show.
Come
but
on, baby.
It's available for stream right now, obviously.
You can look it up on Spotify. You can look it up on Tidal, on Pandora. Go to my YouTube, De La Ghetto. Reality.
Yeah, and
Apple Music also. You know, you got Fat Boy doing a skit. I did a skit with Fat Boy in the beginning. You know, Fat Boy a clown.
Hilarious.
Big shout out to Fat Boy, the whole Zoo gang, the RGF gang, you know.
And after you hear this, look, we're gonna post a music video on the website too. So
get out of here. That's what's up.
So I gotta ask this, man. You know what I'm saying? We're in an era right now where you know, Latin music is big right now.
It's popping. The crossover is popping again. It's popping again.
The Latin trap is a wave right now.
Super wave.
It's
super
crazy
wave.
To me. Like, you know, when reggaeton first started, the older generation was like, no, we're not trying to hear the reggaeton, right? And now it's kind of like the same deal with Latin trap. They're like, you know what?
It's happened. It's happened because I remember back in 07 when I started, I used to go to a lot of radio stations and people didn't want to really play my music because it was like, nah, reggaeton is too street. It's too from the hood, blah, 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 blah. And like the award shows and like people from corporate America, they didn't want to, you know, really want to, you know, fuck with us. You know what I'm saying? So right now, like, everybody want to do reggaeton and fuck with Latin trap, and all these pop artists just want to do trap and reggaeton. And when I was doing trap back in 07, 08, like, people from my island, like, they were fucking with me because they know I grew up in the States.
Right.
But they were like, ah, but you too advanced. You know, no, like, nobody's gonna, you know, do that. Like, there's no genre. There's no such thing as Latin trap or Spanish R&B or Spanish hip-hop like that. You feel me? So I was, like, one of the first ones to do it. But, you know, it wasn't really popping. You feel me? But now that it's popping, and now it's become more mainstream now because of the internet and everything, you know, people like you know what I'm saying, playing our music, too, in American stations, you know. And there's a lot of Latin culture in the American culture also. You feel me? So it, you know, in those times, it wasn't the moment. You know, right now, 018, it's the moment. It's, just, you know, the takeover.
So can we expect, I mean, obviously, we're getting that from you already, but what can we expect coming up, man? You working on any projects?
Well, I'm coming
out
with this album. Yeah. It's going to come out first week of September.
Okay.
I got a record with J Balvin, crazy record called Caliente.
Okay.
It's like a reggaeton, you know, a little bit of trappy reggaeton record. And I'm also working on an English LP with Spiff TV.
Nice.
You know, it's going to be like 5-6 records. Then. Going to be a lot of good producers, 2 or 3, couple of featurings. You know, it's going to be crazy, you know.
So we moving in 2018.
We moving, man. We working.
2018 is almost over, man.
We still got a couple of more months left.
That's crazy,
it's crazy.
I feel like you've been working hard. And then you have a project with Dylan Francis, too.
It just came out yesterday with Dylan Francis. I met Dylan in Las Vegas. in the Latin Grammys, I think like it was 2 years ago, and he told me about this project. He wanted to work, you know, like with a whole bunch of Spanish artists, and I was like, yo, let's do it, you know. And we did the record. Crazy record. You can go check it on my YouTube channel. It's called Never Let You Go. Actually, not on my channel, my bad, on Dylan France's YouTube channel. It's called Never Let You Go. It's a Spanglish record, English and Spanish. It's a beautiful record.
Yeah,
no, and we, you know, we just working, bro. We just working, man. You know, like I said, I've been in the game since 07. We still hip hop and we grinding. I just came back from Europe. I was in a big festival called Pal Mundo in Amsterdam.
Damn.
So you know Amsterdam,
yeah, you
was lit.
Amsterdam,
oh
man,
yeah,
man.
You saw it, right? Yeah,
back,
yeah. I copped there one of those coffee shops. Hello.
Word, man.
You know, hey. So we was over there in Europe, London. London was crazy. It was crazy lit. A lot of Spanish people and a lot of people from London, like local people. You know what I'm saying? They fuck with us. They fuck with us. And I was also with Spain. Spain, London, and Holland. Yeah,
wow.
We was over there. So
now you in Miami,
back.
Man.
Got back 2 days ago.
Dope, man. Yeah. So anybody who's tuning in right now that is a fan of De La Ghetto, you know, what do
Holla
you want
me.
Miami's party station to? What should they know about you? What's coming up? Or what do you want to say to the fan that's been rocking with you for
all
these
years? I
want to
say, man, you know, I just love what I do. I love doing music. I love the hip hop culture. I love the American and, you know, black culture. I grew up listening to hip hop, and you know, I just love doing music. You know, either it's reggaeton, Latin trap, or English music. And you know, if you don't know me, check me out. Check me out on my Instagram, De La Ghetto Real. Check me out on my Facebook, De La Ghetto Real. My YouTube, De La Ghetto Reality. And you know, and just figure out yourself. You know, we got mad records. We've been in the game for 11 years. Vamos a seguir trabajando. We're gonna still work and keep collaborating with big artists and just, you know, be part of the culture. You feel me? I've been in the part of the culture already, but I just wanna, you know, 11 years. I wanna be 11 more years in the game.
Right,
you feel me?
Hey, well, we gonna end it like
still
this, man.
Got the baby face. Hello.
De La Ghetto in the studio on Miami's party station, Power 96. So why don't we end it like this? Why don't you go ahead and introduce your song for everybody in Miami right
Yo,
now?
Yo, Miami 305, it's your boy De La Ghetto, De La Jeezy, El Chulito. You already know. Go check out my new record, Fly, featuring Fetty Wap, produced by Playing Skills, Power 96, Miami. Let's go. Jeezy, homie.